Police tackling road problem hotspots. Extra road traffic patrols, traffic crime monitoring and community speed watch of road crime hotspots have been pledged across Mid-Essex. It will be financed with £300,000 by the Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner for Essex, following a similar approach which successfully reduced antisocial behaviour last year. Over the past year, to the end of January, antisocial behaviour incidents in Essex fell by 38.5%. Roger Hurst, Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner, said, "We're going to do more of what works. Targeted investment to bring down antisocial behaviour has worked. Now we are targeting investment to bring down road crime." In public meetings and the PFCC Rural Crime Forum, the public tell me that speeding in rural areas is a major crime concern. This investment will now target that rural crime with extra police patrols and extra police and community speed camera patrols. Using road crime intelligence from the last 5 years, Essex Police Roads Policing Unit have identified 27 hotspots to be tackled in an operation known as Op Sidewalk. Mid-Essex targets are Hawthorne, Summerhill Burnham Road and the junction with Highfield Rise, Bradwell-on-Sea, the B1021 Mill End near the junction with Malden Road and B1021 Malden Road near the junction with St Peter's Court, Earl's Cone, general roads in the area, Great Barfield, general roads in the area, Mayland, The Drive, junction with Bakersfield, Imperial Avenue, junction with West Avenue and Steeple Road, junction with Mayland Close, Panfield, general roads in the area, Pleshy, general roads in the area, St Lawrence, Main Road, junction with Anchorage View, Wickham Bishops, Kelvedon Road, near the junction with Great Totham Road, Whittam Road, junction with Birch Rise and Maypole Road, junction with Heron Way.